You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it.
Yesterday, I visited the cemetery where my dad and brother are buried. This can be both challenging and comforting. As I removed the Christmas wreaths from their graves, a surprising sight caught my eye. Underneath my dad's wreath, there was a small green plant, resiliently thriving in the cold February weather. It looked like a little bunch of clover, reminding me of St. Patrick's Day, a special day for my parents as it marks their engagement. In that moment, amidst the darkness of grief, it felt like a sign for my dad. In podcast episodes like this, where we discuss grief and loss, I want you to know that you're not alone. I've been there too. And journaling can be a gentle companion in your journey through your grief. It's like building a bridge, allowing you to feel more connected to those you've lost. When you sit quietly with your journal, you have the freedom to pour out all your thoughts, feelings, and to find solace in your written words. Journaling in grief is a deeply personal tool. It offers a unique space for you to intimately explore your emotions, fears, and memories. This individualized approach can be a significant step in acknowledging and understanding your grief, whether it arises from the loss of a loved one or other profound life changes. Here are some ways journaling can help you process your grief. Can help you write without filters or judgments. You can let your journal be a safe space for all of your thoughts. Can help you express those emotions that are really hard to vocalize. You can capture memories and moments with your loved one, treasuring them in your words. You can use journaling as a daily ritual to manage your grief. Start small, even a few lines a day can make a big difference in your healing journey. Journaling also helps in feelings connected to your departed loved one, or in feeling connected to your departed loved one. Write letters to any of your loved ones in your journal. Share updates about your life and how you're feeling. Reflect on what they might say in conversations. Include their favorite quotes or sayings. And journal about your dreams or signs that remind you of them, like my little clover patch. Now let's try some journaling prompts that can guide you through your grieving. These ones really help me. Here's a couple sentence starters. Today I'm really missing. I feel most connected to my loved one when I can honor my loved one by my best friend's mom's birthday was just a couple weekends ago, and we always get peanut M&Ms in Coke and pour it over ice because those were her favorite treats. So we did that on her birthday. Here's another prompt. Whenever I start to feel overwhelmed by pain, regret, guilt, or despair, I will. And finally, imagine a conversation with the person or thing you're grieving. What would you say? What do you think they would say back to you? These prompts are here to help you navigate your emotions and to find comfort in this difficult time. Thank you so much for joining me today on Journal with Jenny. If this episode resonated with you, please consider subscribing and leaving a 5-star review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps others find this resource in times of need. And if you know someone who might benefit from today's episode, please tell them about the show. Remember, journaling is a journey, and you don't have to walk it alone. In the show notes, I created a curated list of inspirational books and podcasts on grief journaling, or on grief, and you can also use them with your journaling. Admittedly, I haven't listened to all of these or read all of them, but I wanted to start a list and share it with all of you. If you have more ideas that I should add to this, please let me know. You can know where to find me on all of my social media or send me an email through my website. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.